All right, 100.1 The X. This is an official thing. It's an addition to our podcast channel. But right here, we have Matt from Imbibe Custom Brews. You're talking about kind of a struggle to do something educational at Backwash just the other day. What do you want to take me through it?
Yeah, so we really, as a former home brewer and as a certified beer judge, we really want to help people learn how to talk about beer and even critique it a little bit.
Yeah.
So the whole idea when you're really thinking about a beer, and it's not just about whether you like it or don't like it. We try to get people to think about is it what the brewer said it was, right?
Oh, okay.
So if it's a malty oatmeal stout, you know, is that what you're actually tasting, or does it seem too light bodied? Is it too carbonated? All those sorts of things. So there's, you know, flavor, there's mouthfeel, there's aroma, there's a whole bunch of aspects that you can kind of think about as you're tasting beer. And that helps people better understand what they like and don't like.
Gotcha. Okay, so is there like a step-by-step process, or what do you...
Yeah, so you start with aroma, just like in wine tasting. So
okay,
typically,
so you take a big sniff.
Yeah, you swirl it and you take a sniff, you know, move away from it and come back to it and see if you're getting anything new each time you smell it. And then you move to looking at perhaps the color of the beer and, you know, is it cloudy? Is it hazy? Is it very crystal clear? Then eventually you'll move to flavor, and, you know, really it's all about kind of closing your eyes and thinking about, can I put any words to this? If you say pineapple, that doesn't mean there's pineapple in the beer, but you might get a pineapple flavor. And then really it's about the overall experience. So are all of those things kind of in balance? Is there anything out of balance that seems to throw you off a little bit?
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah. So those are the step-by-step kind of process.
Yeah. That's the real short way to look at it.
I got you. So what do you personally enjoy? Like, how long have you actually been in this kind of business of beers and brews?
I've been home brewing for over 15 years, but professionally, we've been open for about a year.
Okay.
So I became a beer judge about 4 years ago.
Gotcha.
And that's really helped me become a better brewer, really,
yeah.
Because I'm better at analyzing my own product.
Gotcha. And you're kind of refine your palate a little bit more?
Yeah, absolutely.
And because of that, have you, like, maybe there's like beer you used to not enjoy, and because you've learned more about stuff, you've actually like, oh my God, actually I've kind of turned around on this kind.
Yeah, when you really know more about the process and why a certain flavor might be there, it helps you appreciate it even more. Whether I love, you know, it's something I'm going to drink every day, maybe not, mm-hmm. but it definitely helps you appreciate the work and the complexity that went into that beer.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for talking about this. I think this is information everybody can use.
Definitely.
Right?
Thanks.
All right. No problem, dude.